From KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Dualist. And this week, we're featuring themes from the 60s, A Birthday for a Minimalist, and the artist once known as Candy Ass. My co-host, David Weekend, is no candy ass. Nothing sweet about you, David.
That's for sure.
Anyway, let's start with a 50-year-old theme that gets better with age. That's jazz violinist Mads Tolling and his Mads Men playing the Mission Impossible theme by Lalo Schifrin. And his new album is mining the Mad Men era of TV shows and movie themes from the 60s. This is kind of musical gold for baby boomers, I guess.
Well, it really is, yeah. And I don't know. I mean, you know, he was born and grew up in Denmark, so I don't know if he had available, you know, if he was able to hear all of these.
We may have imposed those shows on
Yeah,
on
no,
them too,
you know,
yes.
And so that made him, like, come to the United States immediately, I'm sure. But they're really great. And actually, everything Mads does is so phenomenal. He's a 2-time Grammy winner, a former member of the much, much revered Turtle Island String Quartet. I just really like this guy. Everything he does is so great.
Yeah, Mads Tolling and his Mads Men are playing the 60s. That includes the Flintstones, much to my chagrin. They're going to be playing at Yoshi's in Oakland Sunday, 2 shows at 6 and 8. Now for that candy ass. That's the self-proclaimed nickname of Carrie Leibowitz, who's very in-your-face, very funny artist. He pokes fun at his own gay and Jewish identity.
Right.
And the Contemporary Jewish Museum is presenting his first career survey.
That's right. I mean, the exhibit just opened this week. I haven't seen it yet. I'm really fascinated by the concept of it. You know, this is a guy who uses humor, but in a very direct way. All of his visuals that I've seen are extremely pointed. They have a message, but they're also funny at first. So you laugh at them, and then you think about why you're laughing and what he's talking about. But he is very direct in his language, much of which we can't repeat on the air, but he has a purpose.
Carrie Leibowitz's museum show continues through June 25th at the Contemporary Jewish Museum. And it's been a season for big birthdays with a groundbreaking generation of classical composers. Philip Glass turned 80, and so did Steve Reich. That's music by Steve Reich. Always a lot of mallets and vibraphones and marimbas in his music. He's turning 80 years old, and he's in Berkeley to oversee the premiere of a new work called Runner. It's a co-commission by Cal Performances.
That's right. I do have to correct you on one thing,
at least
as far as he's concerned. He does not call himself a minimalist.
Yes, it's true.
Although I think we would probably discuss that with him, let's put it that way.
Well, there's all these shifting rhythms and that he layers on top of each other, and then they change just subtly, and suddenly you're in a whole other world.
You are. I mean, he's a very inventive composer, and I think still at 80, I mean, that doesn't mean that he's slowing down in any way. He is as much of a creative workaholic as he's ever been.
Yeah, there's going to be the Cracker Jack Chamber Group Ensemble Signal, led by Brad Lubman, performing the U.S. premiere of Runner by Steve Reich. That's at Cal Performances. They're celebrating the 80th birthday of Steve Reich and a few other pieces. That's at Zellerbach Hall on Sunday night. And also, I want to mention the Kronos Festival is at SF Jazz. David Harrington and his amazing contemporary chamber group is doing 4 nights of category-defying music, including pieces by The Who's Pete Townsend, Van Dyke Parks, and new works by other artists. And that's all at SF Jazz in San Francisco, Thursday through Saturday. Let's talk about a play now by Tom Stoppard. He's the master of sometimes very abstruse, very intellectual theater. But this is a show about love and marriage, and it's really a show about feeling called The Real Thing. So this is one of those shows where Tom Stoppard shows his warm side.
And his very, very funny side,
yes,
too. I remember seeing this play in its original production with Christine Baranski and Jeremy Irons.
Pretty good cast.
Yeah, it was at the Old Globe Theater. Just kidding about that part, but it was a long time ago. I still remember it very strongly. I mean, it is a very funny, witty play, and there is intellectual content there, but this isn't quite, you know, the level of profundity that you would find in his later work, like Indie Ink, for example.
Yeah, and we're in good hands also with the actresses Liz Sklar and Carrie Paff, who are local performers who do great work. I think they're going to make a great production out of this. And Timothy Neer is directing. The Real Thing opens tonight at the Aurora Theater in Berkeley and continues through March the 5th. Something now from Run the Jewels.
We return from the depths of the Badlands with a gun and a knife and a waistband. With the war with the devil and Shaytan. He wore a bad toupee and a spray tan. So high now, hoping that I land. On a tie stick, moving through Thailand. On the radio, heard a plane hijack. Government being that like the cook crack. I move in a world of conspiracies.
That sounds like it's directed at Donald Trump. That's Run the Jewels, LP and Killer Mike. These are such cool, very funny rappers. If you don't mind a lot of profanity and vulgar ideas, but they're great. And they're 41. I mean, who knew that that hip-hop stars could be 41 years old? They got a couple stops in the Bay Area.
Yeah, they do. And I think they're really, I love the music, first of all. I mean, yeah. And if you have to listen to the lyrics because there is a lot of wit and a lot of humor in them, but there's also a great deal of political and social content.
Yeah, Run the Jewels plays City National Civic in San Jose on Thursday, and they're at the Fox in Oakland a week from today, but that is sold out. So you can drive up to Arcadia if you want to and catch them on February 5th. A couple of shout-outs now. I think we have time. I want to highlight the very outspoken, very funny comedian Zahra Nurbakhsh. She's a Muslim American who's really kind of outraged and afraid of the presidency of Donald Trump, but she's going to make something very funny out of that, I'm sure. Her show, On Behalf of All Muslims, is at a venue we don't usually cover, the Islamic Center of Northern California in Oakland, Thursday through February 4th, and then the following weekend as well. And David, you have a shout out too.
I do. I want to tell people that at the Lesher Center tonight in Walnut Creek, you get a chance to hear the great Broadway diva, Audra McDonald, performing with her husband, Will Swenson. Tickets are still available. Be there.
Yeah, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. We post details on all the shows we've talked about and usually a few more at the Do List online at kqed.org/arts. I'm Cy Musiker. Thanks so much for listening. And follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.